You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Hey, we're back. The crowd loves us, especially after our Dan Le Batard appearance has gone wild viral. Everyone's super positive.
All the comments are really just patting us on the back, telling us how great we are. We love to see it. Thank you.
Whatever message board or Reddit subreddit posted our thing. Thank you.
Shout out to everybody. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans Women's World Cup Daily. We are now who knows how many days in.
Were you keeping track? I am not. I don't even know what
I did it for is, like bro. 6 days, 7 days. But no, it's we still out here. Excited to keep going. I mean, we're heading into now. The quarterfinals are all set. We've gone through all the emotional roller coaster. We've been there. The great American scream machine. Okay,
doesn't it kind of feel freeing to not have the U.S. in it for some reason?
I guess, but it doesn't.
I mean, I would not have picked this. This is not what I would have wanted, but there is a slight sense of relief, is there not? There's a certain stress missing from each of these weeks now.
This is the biggest difference, at least for me, is the waking up at 4 a.m. to watch games feels like, why am I doing this? You know what I mean? It feels much more of like there was a purpose when I was doing it for the United States.
There's no freedom in this game. I can't wake up.
How dare you force me to wake up early and do my job that I really don't want to be doing when it's not about the United States.
This is why our ancestors left this land, left that land to come to this land. My bad.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of...
Just for reference, Cuba and Dominican Republic are nowhere near
exactly
the World Cup.
But what's good, everybody? Hello, my name is Christian Polanco.
Yes, it is. And my name is Alexis Guerreros.
All right. We got a lot of new people we got to introduce ourselves to. So always.
Bro, just read the description. I'm tired, bro. You know what my name is, dog.
It's kind of shocking, but a lot of people don't know what your name is, bro. It's kind of crazy.
Somebody left a comment on one of the things, said, yo, the loud one is right for once. And I was like, hey, let's go.
Why is he wrong so loudly?
This kid says everything with confidence. I think that's how he's gotten so far. Hey, bing, bing, bing. Is there a...
So the
button.
So like we said, quarterfinals are set, but we have to start with Australia Denmark because we didn't have time to talk about Australia Denmark yesterday, and a couple of people were asking. They're like, "Yo, why didn't you mention the Aussies?"
We said we'd get to it. Look, we're getting to it.
But Australia did defeat Denmark 2-0, and I think instantly the first thought
we will talk about France, Morocco.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about all the matches. Yeah,
yes, anyone listening.
But Australia, Denmark, my first thought and watching this team is, with both host nations, didn't really necessarily expect too much from New Zealand. And then Australia, we're like, all right, we'll see. We'll see what they give us. I mean,
you know what they did? They've absorbed the power of both countries. You know what I mean? They've maximized. They've leveled up.
They're like Highlander, okay? They can only be one down under.
Is that how this works? Is that a Highlander thing?
That is a Highlander thing, okay?
I thought you were going Super Saiyan. Super Saiyan? Saiyan?
You know what? Let's not even get in there because we're just, you know what? Yeah. What?
We're opening another Pandora's
box. Why don't
box?
We get comments about that? About Alexis saying, you know, canon anime stuff wrong. Why don't we get the nerds upset about that?
Can I tell you something? I went to a brand new, it was a very short story. I went to a brand new izakaya in Queens, and they have little rooms.
I don't know what that is. What's izakaya?
Izakaya is like a Japanese tapas. Let's just call it that. But it's supposed to be like a drinking and eating small plates kind of thing. Anyway, they have all different rooms. One is like a nightclub. One is like a traditional izakaya. What is this? What is that? Apparently, I got the most sought after room without trying. I just simply got a reservation and I got placed in this room automatically by the algorithm. It was the anime room. And there was Dragon Ball. The whole wall had like anime stuff. And then there were anime books left and right figurines.
This is for kids' birthday parties, the room you got.
No, I thought the same thing. I'm like, bro, they put me in the kiddie room. Mad adults walk by going, oh, oh.
Damn.
Every time. Oh.
That could have been me.
I was like, oh, the One Punch drunk. And the one guy's like, it's One Punch Man. One Punch Man.
You're thinking of like, Adam Sandler's Punch Drunk Love.
Bro, I'm enjoying myself in this restaurant. There's someone putting Wagyu on a hot stone and feeding it to me.
People are like,
and I've got 25-year-olds going, oh, their dates are ruined the moment you're upset you're not in the anime room.
Hey, look, bro, at least they're on a date, bro. Like, give them some credit.
That's true. And very cool of you to take your mother on a date. It was so cool.
Oh, my God.
Australia looked good even without Sam Kerr.
Yes, but we finally got to see Sam Kerr. What a moment. I was hyped.
Did you see when she kind of collapsed, though?
What do you mean collapse? Oh, yes. She just sort of, I thought it was, I thought something went wrong, but I know what you mean.
I thought she would actually hurt herself on the fall because she's kind of walking backwards as the play is building towards her. And I believe it was her left calf is the one that's injured.
Uh-huh.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember the angle I was watching. Whichever calf was injured just stopped working. And she's just like like a tumble of bricks, dude. I was like, no. When I saw her fall, I'm like, bro, you just got in.
Yeah. There's been a couple of was Akira Walsh from England. There was an update about her because you know she fell, I think, going in for a challenge or going for a ball, and that a knee injury. And we all thought it was an ACL. And not only was it not an ACL, I've also heard that she might be playing again. Yeah. In this tournament, which is so incredible to hear. Yeah.
Mind you, when she went down, you could see her say, I did my knee.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do shit. You're back.
So she's totally fine, which is great to hear. So, yeah.
They need her because Lauren James is out. Anyway.
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear
she's at least out for this next game.
She's going to be out for a game. But I want to get back to that in a second because there was a funny tweet to reference. But the... So not only Sam Kerr came back and that was a big part of the story, but I really want to take the time right now to show praise because I think the best player for Australia, I mean, and there's been a lot of really good players. I just did not expect them to play this well. Haley Russo, bro.
Haley Russo, really? Not Caitlin Ford.
Haley has, I think 3 goals and 2 assists, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know the stats for her during this World Cup.
Incredible
producer
player.
Miguelito's going to look it up. But just a reminder, we interviewed Haley Russo a couple years ago when she was at Everton.
Everton ladies.
And she is now at Real Madrid, I believe. Where is she playing?
She just signed with Real Madrid. I don't believe she's played there yet. You may remember her from Manchester City women's team. Played at Brisbane Roar for a little while in the U.S. I believe played for Portland Thorns.
Thorns, yeah. That's where I think she cut her teeth, and she's always she'll always be a legend there. 3 goals and 0 assists for Haley Russo. But her second goal or the second goal in the game. Was spectacular. I mean, she's just been kind of so accurate and pressing high, and just she's like involved in every play, and it's just so great to see, man. And it's we say this all the time. We always have like this affinity for players that we've met or I've done our show and stuff like that.
You want them to succeed because you're like, come on, don't let us be the mushies, you know?
you want the Cooligans bump is real, and she's thriving so well because she obviously did our show, so everybody knows that. So Australia have really looked good, and Denmark. Really didn't do much in this game. I mean, if you look at the FotMob stats, I mean, only was it Pernille Harder and I don't want to butcher his player's name, Katrine Vege. She the only ones in green.
I could listen to you do that all day.
It was, yeah. Whenever I
Vege.
There's a it's always interesting to hear. I don't know if you saw the comments from the Swedish players. There's somebody. There's a great TikTok account. I believe her name is Casey on the Case, who is a lawyer that is covering the World Cup, and she's, I believe, Swedish and American, if I remember one of older videos. But when she was mentioning the Swedish players' names, she was saying them in Swedish, like, correctly, and it's just like, what? I was like, no, it's not.
Yeah,
it's Eriksson, not Eriksson or whatever. Like, yeah, it's not, yeah. I'm like, what is? It's like so accurate.
Imagine you went to IKEA with someone like that. You'd be like, ew, dog. That's not.
We're just like not. We're just like so not used to hearing it properly. Like we're like only in like I'm basing it off how they say it in like England, right? We hear the English announcer.
We've all learned is not the way to do it. Roberto Martinez. Yeah, so, I'm like, yeah. I can't trust your reaction or your pronunciation to anything. Then
so. So yeah, Denmark really didn't have much going for them, and I think Australia are obviously playing at home and also playing as well as they have. I mean, it's not even just Hayley Rosso; it's Fowler, who's Mary Fowler.
Yeah, which I believe she plays for
Man City as well. Man City as well.
I mean, Caitlin Ford, obviously Arsenal. What's her Crosby Cross? Cooney Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Also, by the way, two crosses. Good. Your name is Cross. You said it two crosses. But players like that, look, the momentum, if you look at the momentum, if you look at the statistics as far as possession, it's clear that Australia is like, no. I'm going to let you do your thing. Mm-hmm. And then the moment you even slightly slip up, we go and attack.
No.
Which I've said before, I think is a smart way to play in tournaments. It's not the most exciting, but Australia has found a way to make this exciting. Because if you look at it, it looks like Denmark controlled much of the game, but they wasn't doing nothing with it.
Yeah, they really weren't.
Australia was doing the whole bend, don't break kind of a thing. And it worked. It worked well. And you almost have to give them a host bump and getting Sam Kerr back potentially for even more minutes next. I mean, this could be huge for them.
Yeah, I think they can be a real threat. I mean, we see who Australia will be. Who are they facing in here? They are facing France.
Yeah, it's a tough competition right there.
It's going to be a tough one.
Let's give Australia some credit as a nation. There's been so many articles and reports that have come out that have said, like, you know what, if you just got to this country and we told you this wasn't a footballing country, you wouldn't believe us, because they've broken TV ratings records. They've broken ticket sales records. They've broken attendance records. The outpouring of support for the women's game has been absolutely incredible in a country where people doubted, because again, soccer is not the number one sport in Australia. Far from it. In fact, there was an article recently that came out that said, what if Sam Kerr had chosen her favorite sport growing up, which is AFL.
We spoke
a little bit about this, like you started to see how that sentiment has sort of slid past. We're sort of beyond that sentiment, which it feels like they've kind of sped up this, what US has had to do and how we've had to come to grips with the women's game. So if you're looking at it simply from a business perspective, a success for of the tournament in Australia, massive success. And now the team is playing well and getting back their best player, possibly for the biggest competition that they faced yet. It's just all lining up to be dope.
It's good. It's good business. Okay?
It's good business, bro. And that's important to us, bro. I don't know what button I'm about to hit, but.
Because, just like.
Wrong button. Hold on. Button. There we go. We're back. It's good business, bro.
Thank you, audience. That crowd is cheering because they know how chill we are. They know that we keep it 100% relaxed and chill at all times.
The little blue mountain above our heads just turned blue, baby. So they know we are ready to chill.
There it is. Okay, they see it.
And we didn't come up with that idea. It came from Coors Light, a very crisp, refreshing beer that we love when we chill, especially when we're watching Leagues Cup.
That's right. Leagues Cup is going on, and it is getting as exciting as ever.
Bro, Tigres versus Monterrey Rayados in Houston?
Dude, even...
In H-Town?
Even, what is it? The Cruz Azul manager got sacked. For losing in Leagues Cup, bro.
Duca
Ferretti.
Yeah. Like, more like Dugan, bro.
Wow. Alexis roasting him. I mean, my man already lost his job, and now he has to deal with this.
Bro, I got bits, bro. I finally got it to work correctly. Hey, now that he's got no job, you ain't got no job, dog. You can go chill on the couch. And if you're chilling, there's only one way to chill, and that's to pop open a crisp, light, refreshing Coors Light.
I am very confident that this ad read will make Duca feel better. So this summer, 100%. Stay passionate and stay refreshed with a nice cold Coors Light, the official beer of Leagues Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/cooligans.
That's right, baby. Duca got no job, bro. So go to CoorsLight.com/cooligans. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado, and Duca, don't forget to celebrate responsibly.
Okay, always. I forgot to mention this real quick about Australia, Denmark. I just want to give a shout out to one of my favorite photos. You love to see the sportsmanship between Sam Kerr and Christy Mewis after...
They're friends. They traveled to see friends.
No, this is awesome. Christy Mewis, obviously, you know, after the U.S. bumped out of the tournament, but, you know, obviously came to the game to support her girlfriend. And it's just a great thing to see because, you know, Christy Mewis didn't get too much time on the pitch. And same thing with Sam Kerr, right? It could have been, a worse injury to keep her out of the entire tournament. But
well, I think Christy's injury was worse than Sam's.
What's Christy's injury?
Blacko. I can't believe you walked into it.
No, I know. I knew what I was walking into. I was trying to set you up.
Really?
I wasn't.
All right. Well, you didn't have to reveal that. I thought it was way more clever.
Yeah, Alex, I've been doing stand up for a little bit. I know where jokes come and go. Anyway,
the crowd loves it. You know.
All right, let's get on to...
I can hear people writing their complaints. He's touching the buttons again.
Let's get on to Colombia against Jamaica.
This was the big one.
A big one, obviously.
Probably the two vibiest countries left. Are we willing to say that?
Yes. I mean, the vibes are definitely there.
The two waviest. The two waviest.
Did you see? I don't know
left.
If you saw
Japan's
this.
Japan's a wave.
The Jamaican team, after they beat Brazil, I don't know if you saw this, but they made a TikTok. You know,
for Paquetá's dance, right?
It was the shark song, Tubarão. Tubarão, something like that. But they did that. But it is similar. They did the dance. So they did a Brazilian dance in the locker room after beating Brazil, and some people were like, yo, you love to see the shade. Some people were like, yo, I mean, it's Brazil, why don't you show a little bit of respect? And they're like, nah, we're doing the
I don't know what you're talking about, my G.
We've choreographed it. We've been working on this for a while.
Bro, we put a lot of work into this. I don't know how you don't see my art as respect.
But no, I was look.
This is like 2023 shade, though.
It is. Yeah, I mean, and that's how you do it on. It's the new version of the subtweet. You know, you're not holding the camera to your face talking trash. You just You do a dance from. You just take their culture and do their dance.
You take their choreo. You know what I mean, bro? Man, I don't know if you know this, but like in certain gang cultures, there's dances associated with each gang. That you do after your group goes up in points is all I'm going to say. when your group ups the score.
In a nice friendly, I would assume.
100%. In amistoso. Not to joke about this. It's a very real situation. But there are dances associated traditionally with certain groups that have associated certain colors to their names.
Yeah.
And so there's something almost kind of, you know, traditional about this. Like, bro, I'm going to do your dance after I beat your squad. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
But this is also like the sweetest way to do it, you know?
But look, the Colombia-Jamaica game was great. And I don't know if people are not on TikTok. All the players in this World Cup are on TikTok, and they're doing a lot of fun content throughout, you know, while they're
You're missing the BTS.
Yeah, like they're doing dances in hotel rooms, they're in break rooms, and it's great. So I highly recommend it.
One player is giving you 10 secrets of your iPhone you never discovered before. They're doing all the TikTok.
Okay. One player is asking you what song you're listening to. Okay.
The other one is doing tours of your apartment in New York. How is she getting
another player is asking how much money you make.
Uh-huh. So, the other player asked you any advice you'd give young millionaires.
But the Colombia-Jamaica. Colombia wins 1-0 off of an incredible goal from Usme. And it just where a ball...
The turn, switch, bro. The first touch.
The first touch. This is tried and true. This is what coaches tell you. This is where they say your first touch should put you in, they say, positive space. Say positive move. Like, so she took the touch and she didn't even, she let the ball kind of die at her leg and just perfectly put the ball in a position where the defender wouldn't have been able, the ball went over her head and didn't know where to turn over her left shoulder or her right shoulder and was lost. It was like such a perfect touch where the goalkeeper and the center back were like, or the fullback, I don't know who it was exactly, was like, yo, okay, what is happening? Is this happening too fast?
Yo, what weird remote control do you have that allowed the ball to finish here? It was absolutely, that moment in particular is one that I would love every dude in our mention who's like, this isn't real football. How many attempts would it take for any of those dudes to do this? was one of the most top level first touches I've seen in such a long time. Cause it literally, it's as if her foot was a number 10 and passed her the perfectly weighted ball for her to score.
Okay. Well,
put a jersey on the lady's foot is what I'm saying. So
nice little custom little shirt on there.
Yeah, really, who's the cute captain? It's the pinky toe. Got the armband, bro.
No, it was really, really impressive. Catalina Usme, and then the who was the pass?
Who's
from?
Also 19, 18, 9. Guzman is 19 or 18 who passed to the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, this is literal children playing at the highest level. Linda Caicedo is also 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
This is incredible. The future of Colombia's national team, I think if they go one more round, if they beat France, they go further than any man or men's or women's team in Colombia's history have gotten in an international tournament.
Yeah, and I think, they play England next, and it's not crazy, especially after the way England played Nigeria. Also, no Lauren James.
Bro, you can't go surfing on some player's back. No. You're out at least this next game.
So I think what's impressive about Colombia is they have a very well-balanced team. Probably one of the most well-balanced teams. They're not scoring a whole bunch, kind of like Japan.
Agree.
I think Japan is probably the most well-balanced team.
You know what? I wouldn't have agreed with you until I saw the game against Norway where they had possession and they still look good.
Yeah.
They're not just a countering team. They're a really well-balanced team.
Right. But Colombia, I think my favorite thing so far about them, I just think they're so good defensively. They really, like, get stuck in. They really, like, focus on, you know, they were trying to stop Bunny Shaw and that was really difficult. But they have players that, like, will... you know, smart fouls, know when to be a little, you know, like foot off the brake or foot off the gas or vice versa. And all credit to Jamaica. I mean, Jamaica has had a one
great tournament. Yeah. Great tournament. Without
a doubt. They just couldn't find a goal here. They got close. They hit the post.
Buddy Shaw skied it, I believe, twice.
Yeah. But also Bunny, like really getting to see Bunny Shaw at this level, you're just like, yo, she is going to be – she's a beast. She's going to crush. Yeah. Like, even in Women's Super League and in future World Cups, they're just like – she is just a player legit kind of unstoppable. Like, even the Colombian players were just like, we can't get a body on her. She intentionally, like, if a defender's getting too close, just knows exactly where to place position her body where and bump the defender off and then create that space to run. So I thought she was great overall. And Jamaica as well. This was the first goal, the only goal Jamaica gave up in the entire tournament. But look at how spectacular it took.
It had to be. Yeah, it had to be worldy. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the Swaby sisters also in defense for Jamaica were incredible.
Yeah. Look, I think this is I think you saw both of the coaches for Colombia and Jamaica, like, really they shook hands, they were speaking to each other, but there was a lot of respect. I couldn't read the Jamaican coach's lips, but it seemed like he was saying like best of luck, like, keep doing this, like, you guys are really mm-hmm. special, something along. He was just giving a lot of praise, because this is as cool the Jamaica story is, Colombia story, I think, is probably even more unexpected to some degree. I don't exactly know.
They're now the feel good story of the tournament.
Yeah,
I think
it's just and we had our homie Melissa Ortiz. She was this was her post game.
Very real tears.
Very real tears. I mean,
shouts to the hairstylist, bro. She's killing it.
They're crushing it. All right.
All right. Melissa Ortiz with the straightener, bro.
I'll play a couple seconds of it, but it is quite quite emotional.
Tell us the importance of all
really
this.
Really trying not to cry right now. So big. I'm like literally just watching this, and it's literally history in the making.
It's really meaningful. And again, you know, I'm sure you brought it up. I'm sure you mentioned it before, but you know, for someone who didn't get a chance to play in the World Cup and wanted to help make a difference with this squad, to see this squad, especially such young talent, getting to push this nation so, so far and really get the nation behind this women's team believing, it must be such a beautiful thing that you could tell that emotion was just like, the body isn't choosing to have that emotion. It just must be pouring out of her.
Yeah, the part I played was her saying this is history, and obviously it goes on a little bit further. But this is she mentioned it on yesterday's episode. You should go check that out if you haven't heard my interview with her.
Great interview.
She really had she was on the forefront in like kind of fighting the federation with all the issues with pay, with mm-hmm. with friendlies, with with accommodations, resources. Like, they really were not great for the Colombia women's national team, and she was on the forefront and really fighting against the federation to fix a lot of these problems. And so I can imagine the level of emotion that she's going through, because and we spoke about it a little bit, but it is a balance of, you know, having frustrations with the federation, but also kind of being proud of the players on the pitch and knowing like that her work helped get those players to that moment, right? Because it's an all too common story of just like fighting these federations and all this other stuff. But it's hopefully these things that help get to, get the game to a point where it's, the women don't have to deal with this, the men don't have to deal with this, stuff like that. But no, so very, very significant, huge for Colombia. I'm excited to see this game against England. I really think, they could shock the world.
Come on, Colombia. Stop this. Stop the English from being confident, you know? Kind of like what France did to Morocco, believe it or not. That was a rough one to watch. We were watching it while this show was on this morning. And, every time I look down, I'm like, are they just showing highlights? Oh, no, that's another goal.
Yeah.
It was 4-0. Morocco got one shot, none on goal. Is there really anything to talk about besides, congratulations to the Moroccan women's national team? Player to wear a hijab on the pitch as well. So that's a big, big moment for them. Another great story. And look, Morocco, I don't think people know this. They're the first federation to have two divisions for the women's team. I don't know if there's promotion or relegation, but I'm almost positive there is. But they're the first one to have like an official second tier to their top league, especially out in Africa as well. Northern Africa, obviously developing incredible players, a little slow with the women's game. And I think Morocco is leading the forefront. You saw how well their men's program did in this last World Cup. Their women's program adding so much inspiration. Absolutely incredible. This is another tournament where you're like, you're sad to see them go out this way, but yeah. You know, when you look back, you're going to say this was a turning point for the sport, for so many women and young women in Morocco. This is a huge opportunity. And the French team starting to piece it together. This is a team that, remember, just barely got knocked out by the Americans in the last World Cup. You know, had a lot of problems, but they have that Herve Renard, the Saudi Arabian coach from the men's team in the last World Cup. Absolute, you know, and a very inspirational guy. Don't take pictures of Lionel Messi on the pitch. We all heard the speech. But this guy
is also very handsome. Clearly, very handsome coach.
Good looking guy. Yeah. You know, he looks like the dude on the cover of the really crappy book you bought at the supermarket line. You know what I mean?
Just a trashy romance novel.
Waterfalls.
For your depressed wife, you know?
Yeah. I wonder why she's buying that. Oh, that's right. I don't go down on her. That's the guy on the cover.
Look, she has to fantasize somehow.
What an introspective, self-aware guy.
He knows he's doing something wrong, but he won't fix it.
He doesn't have the tools to fix it, but he's aware of what the problem is.
Yes.
Anyway, that Herve Renard is the guy in the cover.
Yeah, and France are just an incredibly strong team, and I think I was just generally impressed because you know Morocco was going to play defensively, and they're going to do their best to not give up goals, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much
they did everything up until the not give up goals. Everything you said was dead on.
They lost 4-0, but still, again, an incredible story. And they were talking about in the broadcast about all the investment in Moroccan women's football. And I'm loving all these stories. I mean, I think in general, like when we kind of look macroscopically, or when we hear the individual stories of the players. I mean, I saw Bunny Shaw do an interview, and she was talking about that her mom didn't allow her to play soccer. Like she had to like secretly play from time to time. And then when she started getting recognized by the time she was like 14 at like by the Federation and stuff like that. And then at 14, when finally Jamaica came calling, her mom was like, oh, okay, maybe there is, maybe we should let her play. Because in Jamaica, it was just a thought, like there was no money in it. There's no point in bothering. But that's, I think this World Cup is maybe opening people's eyes that it's good business. Maybe it is good business.
Bro, this is good business, bro.
to let these girls play. And Morocco is I think one of the more inspirational stories that I think we'll sort of hear from, not only from an African country, but from kind of majority Arab country as well. That's a very, very big factor in women's football as well. So just all right. So, yeah, I mean, look, we have the like I said, we have the quarterfinal set. We can look at that again real quick. We're going to be doing a big preview episode on Thursday. And just so you're aware, we will be off tomorrow. Thursday is when we are doing the big preview show for the quarterfinals. And then Friday we'll be back as well covering the match, and that will be the Spain Netherlands match that's happening Thursday night here in the United States. Okay. The other quick thing I wanted to mention, we were talking about Lauren James, but I want to give a lot of love for the sense of humor Michelle Alozier. Because she tweeted this. There was this is from Attacking Third. So,
shouts to Attacking Third. Shout out to the homies. Family.
And it shows all her plaudits, right? It says Nigerian player Michelle Alozier holds a degree in molecular biology from Yale. She plays for Houston Dash and works part time as a cancer research technician at the Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. We mentioned that yesterday. And then she retweets that, and then she just says with the caption, "But make a PK, LOL." So she missed. She missed.
Wow, that's incredible.
Dude, it's really fun. I mean, we always, especially as comics and who do a show about soccer, this could be a very, a difficult moment for players missing a penalty on the world stage and a lot of criticism. But she was just straight up. You're like, yo, but I can't. I got.
Wait yes. a minute. Is a player joking?
Oh my goodness.
Oh How no. Oh no.
So really awesome. And I know. Look, this is how some people deal with difficult moments.
Also, here's a way some people deal with it. Wait a minute. Is that professional player joking about missing a major opportunity? Mm-hmm. I should go on the internet and be disrespectful to women. That'll prove you shouldn't joke. It's so stupid.
Yeah, she also said, she also tweeted this. She said, and this is I know this is a very Nigerian thing, but I don't exactly know what it means. I beg. It's like, I think it's like, it means like, I think, I like, stop, cut it out. I'm tired of hearing this or something. I think based on the context, but if you're Nigerian, please let me know. Because, you know, all I know recently about Nigeria is like whatever Burner Boy says. That's why. That's how I.
Yeah, he gotta make a song named "My Bag." You know what I mean? If you so, want me to vibe,
please
to it.
Let me know. I'm happy to learn more about the Nigerian culture. But she goes, "I beg, rest. We are playing on the world stage. This game is one of passion, intermountable emotions and moments. All respect for Lauren James." And yeah, so it's great. It looked great to see a lot of just acknowledgement. But she did say that, and then she then retweeted her tweet and said, "Still a red though."
Yay!
And she's like, wow. Don't get it twisted though. So I think Michelle Lozier, obviously, who plays for the Houston Dash, a lot of these players,
superstar,
yeah, raising their profile, and it's great to see. You know, I think a lot.
That's
of
what
players,
this tournament is for.
Using their platforms and showing their personality, showing their character, and it's only going to benefit the rest of the world and the rest of the game. So it's great to see. This is a very, very exciting and unique World Cup, and it's just great to see that the quality throughout, like, all of the teams has really just been at another level. I mean, this is why these big nations are really having a tough time, because even the new countries that haven't been debuting in the World Cup are still bringing it and surprising a lot of people. So I'm excited. I think this is, you mentioned earlier, like this being a turning point, but I think this is very much the beginning of something really, really special in women's World Cups. And so I'm excited to just keep it going. And like we said, we're going to keep it going as well. On Thursday, we'll be back with a big preview episode of the quarterfinals, and we'll keep going. There's a bunch of, you know, now the match is going to get a little bit more intense. And so I'm excited to see what's going to keep going. So as always, make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We always appreciate those. And shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network. Download the episode. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your uncles. Tell everybody you need to
Yo,
tell.
I'm starting to agree with Dan Levitard, bro. You've been talking for 4.5 minutes, bro.
Well, you could do that stuff if
I
you want.
I could. Hey, download. Yo, do me a favor. Tell your mother to download this podcast, will you? You still Feel want me free. To do this?
You know, somebody got to talk on these shows. I mean, what are you going to do? All right, everybody. We'll be back on Thursday with a brand new episode, and we'll see you then. Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.